Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We have a guest on the phone, and I probably cannot set this up nearly as well as he can. Charles Lamandry. Charles, are you with us? Are you there? Oh, and there you are. I think we got you now. You there?
Yes, sir, David. I'm here.
Okay, great to have you on. You got a big case. Now, you're with the Freedom of Conscious Defense Fund. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, and you've got kind of a major case, and I've been going through this material four or five times because I like to be prepared, but then I like to, when I read stuff and it amazes me, then I read it like several times going, this is amazing. What is going on? If you could please explain. So, Charles, you're an attorney, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Can you explain what's going on regarding the Jonah case that's taking place in our country at this time?
Sure. I'm representing actually an Orthodox Jewish group called Jonah, Jews Offering New Alternatives for Healing, which are home-based in New Jersey, but they provide a ministry service all over the country and really all over the world for people that have a biblically-based perspective. They started out originally as focusing on the Orthodox Jewish community in as much as the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, kind of informed them on issues of sexual morality, but now they serve people of all faiths and no faith. And although they deal with various types of addictions and problems that people have, be it pornography or other sexual issues, their primary focus is helping men overcome unwanted same-sex attractions. And they've been doing that for about 12 years, and they've helped hundreds of people. And much like other similar organizations, be it evangelical, Catholic, LDS, around the country who have helped thousands of men and women overcome unwanted same-sex attractions, they're kind of a small mom-and-pop nonprofit, and they've been targeted in a first-of-its-kind lawsuit by the extremist Southern Poverty Law Center based in Alabama. So they've come up and sued this little Orthodox Jewish mom-and-pop group in New Jersey, saying that it actually represents a consumer fraud to hold yourself out as an organization, whether you're religiously based or not, that can help people overcome same-sex attractions. And the fraud is allegedly the fact that, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, people are born gay, people cannot change. And by offering this service, it's really like selling some type of shoddy hair product or something else that violates consumer fraud laws. But when you start stripping it down, what they're basically saying is the Bible is a fraud. Because to the extent the Bible says that God made us male and female in his image and likeness, and that our human sexuality is intended to be lived out in conformity with God's plan for us as man and woman and husband and wife, they consider all that stuff as basically false and fraudulent and tantamount to hate speech, a form of bigotry and discrimination. And they say that God can't help people change. No one can help people change their sexual orientation. That all these thousands of people out there who are willing to come forward and testify that they have been changed are either lying or deluding themselves. So it's really a fundamental attack on organized religion and religious beliefs, which is kind of dressed up as a consumer fraud case. Because they're saying our religious beliefs are fraudulent, and we should be punished for them. In the case of this little Jewish group, Jonah, or any Catholic, evangelical, Mormon group, they should all be put out of business. And that's not a stretch of the imagination. This extremist Southern Poverty Law Center has listed on its website 70 groups that provide similar type services around the country, and they're actually soliciting for people to sue these groups after the Jonah case and basically shut down what they call the entire ex-gay industry. Because according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, it's the religious right that is using even the hope of change as a suggestion that people not only can change but should change. So they're saying it raises moral issues with homosexuality. And one of the key so-called facts they're claiming that Jonah is stating to be fraudulent is that homosexuality is disordered. The Southern Poverty Law Center says, no, it's normal, it's natural, it's good. Homosexual acts are no different than heterosexual acts. And by suggesting people can change or should change, you're stigmatizing and discriminating against homosexuals and creating a hostile kind of worldview that is oppressing and hurting homosexuals. And basically, they'll no longer tolerate that. So their response is use the full force of the law to put my clients out of business with crippling fines and attorney's fees in the multi-millions of dollars if they lose. And again, they're going to go after any organization, be it evangelical, Catholic, or Mormon, they've made that very clear, that does the same kind of work if they win this case. And a lot of people say, well, you know, this is just about whether people want to change their sexual orientation. You know, how big a deal is that? Well, first of all, it's going against not just fundamental religious biblical beliefs on sexual morality. It's going against the very right to self-determination. And, you know, when we talk to people about the case and they understand it, they may say, well, you know, I know so-and-so, and he's been gay, it seems like, all his life. He more or less was probably born gay. I don't know. Even the professional organizations, by the way, there's no consensus on whether people are born gay or it's an early developmental type of condition. But regardless of how people become gay, most people, when they hear this case, will say, wait a minute, you're telling me that people don't even have the right to change if they want to? Whether they're born gay or not, if they're unhappy living that life or for whatever reason. Most people, it's a religious reason. Many people, it's just a health reason. Other people, it's they've just become disenchanted. It's not fulfilling for them.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Charles.
Go ahead.
A couple things I want to bring up to this. And I might have to – do you have time to hang out for an extra segment? Because we our segments run about 9-10 minutes. You got a little extra time?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, here's what I want to just bring up. We're going to talk about the from the Bible point of view in the next segment. But I want to say this, which is an amazing element. First of all, the Southern Poverty Law Center, they do a lot of things, but they don't really do much about poverty. I find that to be hard to understand. The second thing that's amazing is they'll be the first ones that say transgender people, they can change if they want, but what they're saying is, well, gay people can't change.
Exactly. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah,
that's your experts are saying that.
That's just the most bizarre thing. Then on top of that, they're saying, no, heterosexual, they can change, but a gay person can't change. The only person that can't change is a gay person.
There's the irrationality. Despite your chromosomes and your biology, you can say, I'm really a man in a woman's body, and that's fine, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you can't change your sexual behavior when you've become disillusioned or disenchanted or just unhappy about it.
Yeah, it is amazing, because almost everything that these guys list, they go after American Family Association, Family Research Council, everybody that has any biblical basis to them, they're passionately against them. So,
well, they list them as hate groups.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
they
it's
go,
so
but
unbelievable.
They go to the FBI and they go to Homeland Security and they say you got to put these people on watch lists.
Yeah, if they'd stop getting so much support from the administration, it might help just a little bit.
Well, you're not kidding on that point.
Yeah, and that's a tough part. Let's do this. I'm going to break here, come back. We'll do a little shorter break and then come back because I want to go into it from that Bible point of view.
Sure.
And give people also an opportunity to learn how they can join the struggle to understand what's going on in regards to what Freedom of Conscience, the Defense Fund, is doing.
Thank you, David.
You got it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Diego, California. We're coming right back with Charles Lemandry. Don't go anywhere.
When the midnight hour, that's when my love begins to shine. Just you and I.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
It's that special time of the year again when spirits are high and all the prices on shiny new Hondas are low. It's Happy Honda Days at all 9 Honda dealers of San Diego County with year-end deals that will make you smile. Find yours at sdhondadealers.com.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. You've heard me for many years tell you what I believe is the best investment, no questions asked. Because, well, good like stock market growth without the risk of losing principal and interest no matter how far the market could fall. Gold, silver, stocks, real estate can all lose. Don't wait for another catastrophe like in 2008 when millions were lost. Roll over those IRAs, 401k, SIPs, or any money you want to keep safe. One of the biggest concerns people say is, Craig, I don't want your index product because it ties up my money. Well, not anymore. I have a new product. Most index products have penalties if you bail out early, and you could lose some principal. This product lets you have all your original investment back anytime you want to bail out. So now you have instant liquidity. And the best reason to do this is you get an immediate 6% bonus added to your initial investment. 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. Love you all, and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
The weather is finally changing and it's about to get cold. Well, cold Southern California style. Plus, the holidays are coming. Now, imagine having a house full of family and friends over and you turn on your heater for the first time in I don't know how long and you get that smell. You know the one. It's like all the dust blowing out and pet dander and who knows what else. Furnaces and heaters are one of the biggest culprits of indoor air pollution. Your family and friends deserve to breathe clean, warm air. And so do you. Now, my friends, Ken and Tina Starr at Home Comfort USA have the solution. For only $49, they'll send a technician to your home to complete a full furnace safety inspection. In addition, they'll perform a 32-point tune-up on your furnace. This $49 furnace safety check and tune-up will keep your family safe and warm all throughout the holidays, all while saving you money and improving the comfort in your home. Call Ken and Tina at Home Comfort USA at 858-866-8637. That's 858-866-8637. 858-866-8637.
CSLB number 974908.
Heat. Unrelenting heat. If you are a termite, where would you go to get out of the heat? That's right, your home. It's cool, it has moisture, and the wood tastes really good to a termite. Chances are they're already gorging themselves on your 2x4s. Here at Ecola, we have more than 30 years of experience with proven methods of termite control, so we can confidently suggest you make us your first choice or second opinion. Just call us at Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $100 off any new termite work if you call us this month. Ecola is the leader in alternative and traditional pest control with mother-approved simple solutions like ElectroGun and our patented Ecola Heat. Perfect for families, perfect for pets. Visit us online at termitelady.com. Then call us at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. On the phone as a guest with us today, Charles Lemandre, who's the coordinator and the attorney with the Freedom of Conscious Defense Fund. I want to make sure I get this right, Charles. People can get information regarding this at consciousdefense.org. Is that correct?
C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-C-E, defense.org. And
right.
All about the Jonah case. It's on that website and other cases we're working on to defend people's religious liberty and freedom of conscience.
And yet people need to understand that these are under attack. I want to get to 2 points and then really drill down. One,
okay.
That the fact that the Southern Poverty Law Center is calling thousands of people who have not just made a decision, but a transition from one life to another, from a gay lifestyle to a heterosexual lifestyle, and have families and kids and a full life. The fact that they just call them misled or delusional is probably at the height of full denial. I mean, it just seems
absolutely
to be insane.
No question about it. Matter of fact, one of our experts was deposed yesterday and said it amounts to a hostility based on jealousy. Like, if I can't change, I don't believe anybody can change. And nobody should even have the right to try. I mean, it really is an insidious, harmful policy to say, if I can't do it, nobody should even be able to give them the opportunity to try.
Yeah, that's a major point. And then the other element is, it seems to me like this particular group, again, being way too attached to the administration, way too attached to people like Eric Holder, are absolutely anti-biblical people. There's just no way around it. These people hate the Bible.
Well,
period.
No question about it, David. I mean, these are the guys that gave the military a slideshow, which people have gotten from Freedom of Information Act requests, that list on one slide, I kid you not, suspected terrorists that one would expect to find, such as Hamas, Ku Klux Klan, Al-Qaeda, and on the same slide, evangelicals, Catholics, and Mormons. And they're saying these people that have these religious beliefs is very dangerous for free democracy because we're trying to strip our fellow citizens of their fundamental rights, like the rights of gays to get married. So we're just as dangerous as these people are actually blowing up schools and churches.
Yeah, it's and what's unbelievable is that there's not a louder bell that's sounding for the evangelical, for the Bible-believing Christian who's like going, what? Wait, time out. And it's like there needs to be something that's done. This is a part of what you do at your at the Freedom of Conscience Defense Fund. What is it that people can do to support your work, to encourage your work? What are some ways they can get involved?
Well, for one thing, you know, the people like you are doing a wonderful service by informing people because the heart of America is still good. And when Americans hear about this stuff and they respond, like the pastors that were subpoenaed to produce their sermons in Houston because they preached against a bathroom bill that allowed men to use women's bathrooms and vice versa, there was such a public outcry that they withdrew those subpoenas. There was such a public outcry against that city in Idaho that was going to make two ordained Christian ministers marry a same-sex couple or have to pay huge fines and go to jail. So people need to respond and write their public officials and say enough is enough. We're tired of having our constitutional rights stripped from us and constantly under attack. And with regard to our specific fight on this so important case on behalf of Jonah, go to our website, and if people are in a position to help us financially, we've got about 6,000 plus attorney hours in the case, $2.3 million worth of time, $200,000 in cost. So they're very expensive cases. We just finished over 40 depositions in 12 states in this case. The 40th one was yesterday. And it was necessary so that people can come forward and give their testimony under oath as to how their lives have been changed, how in some cases it's been transformative. In some cases, people have said the type of service my client is providing has actually saved their lives, that they were destined to an early and an ugly death. They were so wrapped up in a destructive homosexual lifestyle. And people can help support us in this work on that website if they're able and so inclined. But at the very least, actually, I should say at the very most, what we need are people's prayers and support because this is spiritual welfare, warfare. And the other side hears us talk like this and they say we're crazy and delusional. I don't care what they say. It is spiritual warfare. We're in the trenches. We're fighting these battles against principalities and dominions, against extremely well-financed adversaries. There's something like 12 to 15 gay lawyers on the other side of this case. They've got the Southern Poverty Law Center, an endowment of $280 million, and they've primarily been using their money over the decades to keep fundraising and earning more money, and now they're breaking it loose to go on a full-on attack on organized religion and biblical values. Okay, we need to fight back. They may have key politicians and judges that are willing to buy what they're trying to sell, but they don't have the minds and hearts of most of the American people, and they don't have the truth on their side.
That's the big key right there. Romans 15:30, Paul said, join me in my struggle by praying for me. That's something that we can do. We can join this struggle by praying for Charles, by praying for the Freedom of Conscience Defense Fund, and by praying that God gives them the wisdom, the tactics, the understanding, the best knowledge as to how to approach this. And I think that is something that everybody in the audience could at least commit to spend a moment or two in prayer and asking for the Lord to help in this situation. Plus, if you go to the ConscienceDefense.org website, and you feel so inclined, let the Lord lead you. Maybe you can give and then help them participate and offset some of the costs. Charles, you did a great job, and I'm really proud to have had you on the show. We're going to exit, but I want you to hang on so I can say goodbye to you off air. But thank you for taking the time to talk to us about this.
Thank you, David. Good to be with you. God bless you.
God bless you too, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We're coming right back with more, so don't go anywhere.
about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Planning and preparation is biblical.
This is Wise Counsel with attorney Larry Copenbarger.
The scriptures tell us that we are responsible for preparing, for educating ourselves, for doing the work, the proverbial planting the fields so that the harvest will come.
You really can have your financial house in perfect order through living trusts, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and asset protection. 888-738-3184.
And that's the key part of this wise counsel and getting a house in order. But I also know the Lord provides for those who prepare.
Call for your no-obligation appointment today. Call 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Offices in Mission Valley, Del Mar, and Rancho Bernardo. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Call 888-738-3184.
Many of us believers still get stuck or caught up in certain sins and behaviors that are destructive. Hey, David Spoon here. In 36 years of being a Christian, I've learned a few things. And at times, we need extra help to break through the slavery of addictions. When I first met Tommy Hawthorne from Genesis Recovery, we immediately connected because his heart to help those in the bondage of addiction was genuine. The people of Genesis Recovery work with the most difficult cases, and they help the walking wounded get a new start, a new beginning. Redemption and sobriety are their weapons, and the battles are being won every day.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hawthorne. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. If you'd like to help us reach and equip those at the brink, consider joining our mission. You can donate goods and services or sponsor a scholarship with a financial donation, and we can always use your prayers. You can contact me directly at 619-797-7319 or go to our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com. Give the gift of freedom and set the captives free. In Jesus' name.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. Chris, what do you love most about your job?
When we first took over the store, we were selling 6 cars a month. And right now, we're averaging about 220, 230 cars. We had about 10 employees, and right now we have 81. I get to see them grow. Customers that have come in that have bad credit and they want help on reestablishing their credit. That's super rewarding. It's just like a trickle-up effect.
Go to TeamKiaOfElCajon.com today. Tell them KPRZ sent you and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check. Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, please do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. What a show. I mean, it's just a pretty fast stuff. We got to get right to some of the history so I can get to the DDD, so we can get to yet another guest. And that's going to be a lot of fun, too. So let me just do a little bit of history. I think some of this stuff is pretty fascinating. On this day in 1883, Standard Time began in the United States. Wow. In this day in 1928, and for those who don't know why this is important, Mickey Mouse made his debut in Steamboat Willie. Now, that is important. Unfortunately, and something that I'm acquainted with just as part of my Christianity, on this day in 1978, Jim Jones, a U.S. pastor, led 914 of his followers to their deaths at Jonestown, Guyana, by drinking a cyanide-laced fruit drink. Cult members who refused to swallow the drink were shot on the spot. That was a tough situation there. From the crazier history realm, I love these crazy history. This is crazy history. In 1307, on this day, the story of William Tell shooting the apple off his young son's noggin is said to have taken place on this day.
Don't tell me that.
No, here's the best part. So this is where I descend into madness. The story is either of Swiss, Norwegian, Danish, Iceland, or Persian origin. So they don't know where it came from. Then my question is, then how do they know when the story came about if they don't know where it came from? It seems like they don't have a lot of information. Am I missing that?
Well, you sure know how to tell a story, Dave.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You know, that's going to drive me crazy. But on the other hand, maybe it's just a short putt. Also to let you know, Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling was declared the big champion of the prize by coming up with the theory and defending that vitamin C could ward off the common cold. Did you know that? That high doses of vitamin C can really help you with a cold?
I see what you mean.
Don't make me sneeze. Okay. All right. So here's what I got to do. I got to do a DDD because I can only take so many things without having spiritual truth coming ripping through my mind. It's just one of those things. And this is a good one. Matthew chapter 6, verse 27. And I'm reading this out of the American Standard Version. The American Standard Version is the beginner, the forerunner to the new American Standard Version. The American Standard Version was done, I think, in 1904 or 1907. So it's a little drier, a little closer to what the Greek was at that time. I love what this says. And tell me if this is not a challenge for you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 27 says this. And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit unto the measure of his life? Which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit unto the measure of his life? Now, what's great about this portion is the different translations will come up with different things. I want to use this translation. I chose it on purpose. So that we can absolutely understand that this goes broader than you think. Which of us, and that's the question that Jesus is saying, and say, well, which one of you know, by having anxiety, by being anxious, which one of you are going to give benefit to you? Which one of you are going to bring a personal benefit by feeling anxiety? None of you. That's the answer. Which one of you? None of you. There is no personal benefit to anxiety. And he asks this question, by being anxious, can add one cubit unto the measure of his life. Now, some people think that one cubit really means 1 hour. And other people think that really has to do with a height, a certain height. See, back in the day, the taller you were, the more profound people thought you were. And some people interpret that to mean, which of you, by being anxious, by having anxiety, can grow, can be 18 inches taller? Other people believe it's 18 seconds that's added to your life because a cubit's 18. Which of you, by adding a cubit, 18 seconds, which of you can add 18 seconds to your life by worrying? Nobody. Don't you get it? Nobody. A cubit is a measurement. It's either a height, a weight, or a length. And the bottom line is you can't make your life longer. You can't make yourself taller. You can't do any benefit for yourself by operating in anxiety. Except for you can help people that sell Rolaids and Tums and Pepcid. You can help them because you'll be taking so many of those things because of that anxiety. Do you know what anxiety does? It produces an acid. And that acid rips into your stomach lining. And what happens is, this is why people get stomach aches when they get so nervous. It tears into the stomach lining. And then with that tear in your stomach lining, when you eat certain foods can get in there and it can get infected. That's where an ulcer comes from. That's what an ulcer is. It's an infected tear in your stomach lining. And it's like, that's what anxiety produces. Congratulations. And Jesus is going, how does that help you? And you know he's not asking that question seeking out a response. Very rhetorical question. Which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit into the measure of your life? None of you. Nobody. It cannot help you. When Scripture says, casting your care upon him because he cares for you, he says it to help us, not to hurt us. What he's saying is, you know, and then in verse 34, just so you can know, he says, take no thought for tomorrow. Sufficient today is the evil thereof. He doesn't say that there's never any problems. He's just going, there's enough stuff going on. There's enough stuff going on today that tomorrow is its own universe. So don't worry about tomorrow. You can't do anything about it. Okay? It's very, very, very cool if you think about it. Here's the bottom line. Your anxiety will not add a cubit Your anxiety will not add an hour. Your anxiety will not add any benefit to your life except to create pain. Is that what you want? You can't want pain, can you? No. Stop that. Stop that. Bad. Bad. Don't do that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we got a special guest. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Learn about the new reverse mortgage with a free educational workshop. December 4th, 6 p.m. at the Crown Plaza Hotel in San Diego. Call 866-600-1130 or romco.biz.
KPRZ wants to equip pastors and church leaders with Salem Church products, resources for the Christian church, like mini movies and media for your messages, such as Worship House Media, Sermon Spice, Sermon Search Youth Ministry, and Worship House for Kids. From church staffing, Christian jobs, sites for church employment, and connecting believers in the workplace. Plus special offers, articles, and resources for pastors like Pastor's Deals, Saving Your Church Money, Monthly Pastor's Letter, and Art of Marriage video events. KPRZ promotions like Church of the Week and Ministry of the Month, empowering church leaders to do the work of the ministry, and the list goes on. Don't miss your invitation to KPRZ's annual signature station events like the Pastors and Worship Leaders Appreciation Luncheon and the Pastors Masters Golf Tournament. See all of this in writing and learn more by visiting kprz.com/pastorsresources. That's kprz.com/pastorsresources.
For over a year, you have heard David Spoon say, if you have any questions about Thrivent Financial, to just call Ruth. And that's me. I'm Ruth Puentes. I'm a pastor's daughter. I have been with Thrivent Financial over 5 years. Thrivent Financial and the La Jolla Gateway team taught me about money. I am happy to say that I am the first homeowner in my family, and I know that Thrivent Financial and the La Jolla Gateway team can help you too. Thrivent is a great Christian company, and whether you are young or old, if you have a little to invest or a large portfolio you want reviewed, the La Jolla Gateway team is here to help you. The La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial partners with KPRZ to sponsor free workshops at local churches and pastor appreciation events, and even the KPRZ Leadership Academy. Please call me, Ruth Puentes, at 858-455-5227 or email me at ruth.puentes@thrivent.com.
My name is Gaetano Giacalone, CEO of Current Solar Contracting.
And I'm his wife, Brittany, who just had a beautiful baby girl, Brielle Maria Giacalone.
Honestly, it's the best thing that's ever happened to us. One of the things we wanted to do was to thank all the KPRZ listeners.
Our business has grown a lot lately, and we're very, very thankful.
So we wanted to pay it forward. Current Solar Contracting will donate $100 for every in-home consultation booked for the first 20 homeowners, and $500 for every contract signed to Toys for Joy right here in San Diego.
Especially having a newborn baby, we really wanted to give back to the kids. They're so cute, and they deserve to have a great experience. And what better way to pay it through Toys for Joy?
Help us reach our goal of $10,000 by December 13, 2014. Let's give back. Let's give joy to those who need it most, the kids.
Join the Current Solar family and help put a smile on a child's face. Call 619-272-0303 or visit currentsolarsd.com. Right, baby Ellie?
The villagers had never seen a funeral like this. No mourners wailing, no dramatic displays of sorrow. Pastor Maher led the service with joy in the knowledge his father was now with Jesus. A message of hope, even celebration. A message never heard of in this region of the Middle East. Many funeral visitors were curious and stayed to talk. Pastor Maher spoke of the hope that only comes from knowing Christ. The gospel was shared. Seeds were planted. Perhaps a church could flourish here. Pastor Maher is hopeful. We are Whitefields Ministries. We train and support indigenous pastors to start churches in Asia, South America, Africa, and yes, even in the Middle East.
You can support the pastors of Whitefields. Your gift of $50 or more per month will sustain a new pastor. Visit whitefields.org today or call 760-846-8610. Whitefields.org.
No pastor should be a stranger.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. I got to tell you, my next guest, I need to talk to him more than anybody else in the audience. More than anybody else needs to talk to him, I need to talk to him, and then I'm going to tell him why. But I am going to give him an opportunity to start off if he's got something on the top of his mind. We have the retirement professor, not a retirement professor. We have the retirement professor. TheRetirementProfessor.com is his website. We have our very own Marty Schneider with us at 1-800-727-PLAN, 1-800-727-7526. Sir Marty, how are you?
Hey, David. I am good, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So last week we kind of missed each other, which you were chalking up to old age, which I wasn't going to write you back and disagree, because it's really kind of hard to disagree at some point when you're thinking, am I getting old? Like, yes.
Yes, I'm so old I forget to disagree at this point. Yes.
That's a good one. Marty, I got some issues, so I'm going to give you a chance first. Is there anything on the top of your mind you want to talk about? Because I have a couple things I got to cover.
No, let's go with the top of your list, and let's tackle that, David.
All right, here's what I got going on. Now, you know me. I'm not a guy that likes to spend a ton of money. I'm a little bit cheaper in certain things. However, I have an issue of family that is quite large, and the issue of family that is quite large is I have some family members that are coming as early as Monday of next week to stay with me and the wife for a month.
Ooh.
And then additionally, that's right, I did say a month. And then additionally, I have three or four other people that are staying with us for about 7 or 8 days. My theory is I could just get a whole bunch of cup of soups and make everybody eat those every meal all the time, and then it wouldn't cost me so much money. But talking to the wife, this is going to be a budget killer with the holidays coming up and then Christmas, and then they're staying with us. How do you handle what is inevitably going to be a loss for me, in the sense of I'm glad to have the family, but I don't have the fullness of the funds? How do you handle that? What do you do when you come across
that? Have you considered just kind of locking the door and putting a for sale sign on or something?
I'm gonna get a fake guard dog, and it's just gonna go, nobody's home, nobody's home, nobody's home. Because that's the only way I'm gonna get out of this, you know.
We're making a little bit light of it, but it is a serious question, because when you have house guests like that, they're consuming additional food, they're consuming power and electricity, and turning on the TV, and there's a consumption process going on there. I don't know specifically, David, who's joining you. But are the family members that are coming sensitive to this issue and willing to have a discussion about some of the stress that might put on you and make a contribution to help share in some of that burden? Is that possible with these folks?
It's always possible, because it's our house. And I mean, I can call for we're going to have a meeting right now so that we can make sure that you guys don't think this is all about caviar and cakes and stuff. We can pull that off right away. But a suggestion then is to have an honest, earnest discussion, saying this could be a little harmful to us, in the sense of we want to pay rent next month, we want to pay utilities next month. That won't happen if you guys decide this is just a hotel.
That's right. And hopefully they receive that in the spirit that you offered. I mean, you've got a place to stay, you've got a bed, you're not paying a hotel fee here, but gosh, if you could make a contribution and help us with the food, that sure be helpful. And I think, most people, if they're going to be a house guest for a month or 7 or 8 days, I know that if I were on the end of that, where I was the guest, I would be making that offer before you had to come to me and even have that conversation, because I think that would be a sensitive thing to do. Is, gosh, these folks are giving me a bed and a place to stay, and the least I could do is help out with some of the expenses. So, I just think the family powwow would be a good thing, and if they're adults, they would appreciate if they were on your end of this stick, and Hopefully that they'll be sensitive to that, David.
Well, that means that you can come and stay, Marty. Because you know, you understand that you'd offer ahead of time. That would work. That's fine.
That's good, because I need a place for 2 months. Is that a problem?
Oh, no. So this was really, but we had this conversation. We were like, you know, we have so much in savings, and that we've taken down some of the savings because we've really been working at going after the debt. I mean, that's been one of the things. And we've done a couple things that we think were really good and a couple things that are like, maybe should have thought of that. We're at that place where we're trying to do some kind of build back, try to add back into the savings, like you mentioned. Like, once you've taken care of, you know, get some of the debt under control, try and add into your savings and get that up to a certain level. So yeah, we're trying to do that. But we really did say, you know, I don't see how, you know, I mean, we're trying to even coordinate how we do the gifts, because you know what? I mean, if you have seven people, okay, and I'm just saying this, I'm just one of these honest guys. You can't, I mean, I can't spend $50 a person. Each person can't spend, if we say, all right, well, we'll buy for the other people, you know, that are there, so we'll spend $50 six times 300. That's 300 for each grouping of people. They don't have that. That's not happening. No. So it's like we really thought, how do we handle this where it's like all fair and all like everybody feels loved? It is really a tough issue.
Have you considered doing a name drawing, and just a gift exchange where everybody gets one gift for everybody else?
You know, that's a good idea right there. I mean, doing something like that is actually a pretty good idea, because we won't, I mean, the idea, you know, everybody's got to have stocking stuffers. That is a requirement. But we are absolutely refusing to use any credit this year for Christmas. We're just not going to do
Beautiful.
It because it's like, it's too, it takes us like forever to pay it off. It's like, it sits there forever and it's too easy. It's like too easy money. It's not the right kind of money or something. And so that's a good idea, gift exchange. Good thinking, Marty. Good thinking on that point. What do other people do? Do they come and talk to you and say, it's the holidays, I'm getting creamed? I mean, what do they do?
They do. I mean, I have this conversation with families that are, you know, trying to either dig out of debt or save some money. And you know, one of the comments is that, you know, for the savings portion, or if you're working a debt elimination program, you know, you can give yourself the month off. I mean, you don't want to dig further into debt, like you said, Dave. You don't want to use the credit cards, but you can say, all right, you know, December's a tough month. We got all these holidays. We got guests. There's going to be some additional expenses and presents and what have you. So we'll just, you know, we'll take the month off from the debt elimination. But then the critical dependent variable, I think, is then jumping right back on that pony, you know, in January after you get through the holidays, and recommitting to the process. So, you know, it's okay to step back, take a breather, give yourself the month off, and then jump back on and keep on keeping on with what you were doing, because it's the right thing to do. And, you know, so if you take those couple of tips, which would be, you know, the little family powwow and say, gosh, we, you know, we could use a little bit of help here. If everybody chip in a little bit, that'd be appreciated. Number two, maybe a gift exchange, so you're not spending, you know, $300 on presents, but maybe one present of 30, 40, 50 bucks. And then giving yourself permission to just back off from the strict debt elimination program, and then jump back on first of the year. And hopefully those three combinations of those three things would, you know, let you have a joyful holiday.
That's a really, really good piece of advice. I mean, you just gave me three things. So the common conversation, where you get people together and you talk, and you tell them, hey, this is not the Waldorf Astorian. It's not even the Spoona Mansion. It's like that's going to be a whole other thing, because that conversation's coming because of how many people and how many not bathrooms there are. And then the second thing is a gift exchange. I love that idea. And then also taking a break, like pulling it back and saying, this is probably the month of all the months that you kind of got to do that. And the other reason is because simultaneously, just to let you know, Marty, there's three people that have birthdays all in this span. Yeah, it's all of the same people. So it's all going to be like, wow. You know, expensive. December is expensive, you know?
Right.
You know, I was born in December. It was expensive. That's all I can think.
Are you a December birthday?
Yes, and then my son was born 3 hours after me the next day. And so, and then my wife, she's born within 5 weeks of that. And it's just like, it's all like right there. And it's like, oh, we're going to have to, we're gonna need some breathing room. So yeah, but you're right. Taking a break in December from the normal, tightness, that's another really good. How do you come up with this stuff? I mean, that was just on the fly.
I've bumped into so many things through, 35 years of experience. What I found, David, is that the some of the core issues like this, you're speaking for a whole lot of people. I've had these conversations before. They're just normal, hardworking people trying to make a budget work and at the same time trying to have a joyful holiday and enjoy family. But these are real life issues, and you're not alone here. You're speaking for an awful lot of our listeners that are struggling at some level with some of the same stuff. So I bumped into it before, and if you'd have stumped me with something new, I'd have gone into my tap dance.
I'd like to see that on the radio, the tap dance. I'd like to see what that looks like. All right, Marty, we got a jam, but you did another excellent job. And I want people to know, theretirementprofessor.com. If you call Marty, you meet with Marty, you leave your checkbook at home, he'll talk to you, you'll find out the kind of guy you're finding out he is. He's a terrific man, somebody who's really willing to help. You can also call him at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-7526. Marty, thank you.
You got it, David. God bless you, brother.
All right, have a great one. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
When you approach a Caltrans vehicle ahead with flashing amber lights, remember to move over if it's safe to do so, or slow down because the life you save could be a mom or dad's. Help keep Caltrans workers safe. Flashing lights mean move over. It's the law.
When I was 11 for Christmas, my mother tucked the secret recipe to her famous chocolate chip cookies into the pocket of my first apron. I felt so special. We baked a big batch of cookies that Christmas just to celebrate. My husband and I became foster parents to Jennifer last year. This December, her adoption will be final. We've baked countless cookies for school since she was placed with us. When people have asked for the ingredients for my chocolate chip cookies, I've told them it's a secret family recipe. This Christmas, Jennifer is getting the recipe tucked away in her first apron. I know one day she'll give it to her daughter.
Please visit olivecrest.org to learn more about foster parenting. When you submit a pre-application online at olivecrest.org, they'll arrange an orientation with you and your home. This time next year, you just may have a couple more chairs at your Thanksgiving table. But this year, celebrate Christmas with Olive Crest at olivecrest.org. olivecrest.org.
Most people do want to be good stewards.
This is Wise Counsel with Larry and Judy Kopenbarger.
Most people really want to be proactive rather than reactive. They want to be planners, but they don't know where to start. And I think that's where our gifting comes in, where we can help people understand simply their current location and their ultimate destination. Just like you punch in your GPS, and the systems and the metrics and the processes that we have are invaluable for our people. The feedback that we get is that their life is so much more peaceful and so much more simple when they have a plan.
Larry and Judy Kopenbarger invite you to call and meet them personally. You really can have your financial house in perfect order through living trusts, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and asset protection. Call for your no-obligation appointment today. 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryKopenbarger.com. 888-738-3184.
No one in San Diego should be hungry this Thanksgiving. $1.67 is all it takes to set another place at the table. Hi, I'm Herb Johnson, President and CEO of the San Diego Rest Commission. You can provide delicious Thanksgiving dinners for hungry men, women, and children who are homeless this holiday season. Please make a gift today. Last year, I met Linda and her little boy, Timmy, and baby daughter, Caitlin, at our last Thanksgiving banquet. They were homeless, yet so grateful for their delicious turkey dinner and care package. Since Since then, Linda and her children have been living here at the Rescue Mission in the Women and Children's Center, thriving in their supportive environment. It all began with that Thanksgiving dinner. Your gift today can help turn other families' lives around. Remember your brothers and sisters in San Diego this Thanksgiving.
To give today, visit SDRescue.org or call 888-SD-RESCUE.
Happy Thanksgiving.
How is your retirement account looking? Or how about your savings account? If you're tired of watching your family's financial future disappear and are left wondering why your money manager can't seem to keep it from happening, then come learn how to take control of your own finances. Since the Bible teaches to lay aside for your grandchildren, you need a way to do just that. Attend our two-day course and learn the system that pastor and businessman David Mitchell developed based on principles found in the Bible, along with his solid background in trading in the stock market. You can learn this system just like thousands of others have across the country. Be the person that your great-grandchildren will be talking about. New venture on Wall Street. Build your legacy.
Attend our live event, coming to the Courtyard Mission Valley Hotel Circle, December 5th and 6th. Full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach us, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment if you would like to. I want to do our Facebook post. I'm just kind of in the middle of debating on doing two. I don't think I can really pull two of them off. So we're just going to do the one Facebook post. Are you excited for a Facebook post? That tells me you are. It's very McHale's Navy-ish that it tells me you enjoy the Facebook post music. Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Very good, by the way. Heather, again, stepping in, our very own master of all things, and, oh yeah, the board too, doing a great job. Genesis chapter 22, verse 1. Genesis 22, 1. Just remember, you have to love me because God said so. I'm just telling you that before we get into this post. You have to love me because God says you have to love me. Genesis chapter 22, verse 1, it says this. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. And he said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Okay, that's the whole scripture. Watch this. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am, Abraham replied. The question is not if we will be tested by God. And let me just make one thing clear. We are not tempted by God. God doesn't tempt anybody. But we are tested by God. So the question is never, well, if I get tested. No, no, you're going to get tested by the Lord. That's a promise. Jesus tested his disciples. God tests Abraham. God tests us. So I was thinking, if God puts us through these processes where we're having tests, he's not doing it for his knowledge. God doesn't test us for him, but for us to know where we are so we can get a grasp on where, what we're doing, how we're handling things. But I thought to myself, how can I, as a Christian, how can I cram for a God test? It's just kind of a simple thought. It's like, I don't know. This is why I don't sleep well, folks. I stay up at night and think of these goofy things. Like, I don't know. So I'm sitting there thinking, how do I cram for a God test? If God's going to test me, what do I want to be doing? And then it dawned on me. And this is one of those things where it's like, I think this is an answer. I think I can get to this. You know how you cram for a God test? By spending time with your capital T teacher. See, how you do it is you hang out with the teacher who's going to give you the test. And the teacher who's going to give you the test is the Lord. So the answer is you hang out with the Lord. And you get closer to the Lord. And that way, when the test comes, you're like close to the Lord. You're already connected to the teacher. The test comes. Then maybe it's a little multiple choice, true, false stuff versus like writing a paragraph. See, that's so much better. You got a bubble and a pencil. You fill it in. You're done. Capiche. Capiche. That's it. It's done. Okay. So the idea here is to understand you will be tested. But the understanding is that in that testing, to spend time with the teacher as much time as you can, and the test will come off a whole lot different than maybe you were thinking it was going to happen. Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California, taking a 22-hour break. And then we're back with more insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.